Life goals.
Kick a bad habit with these three apps. Devote some time to self-improvement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These are probably not the words that you would expect to hear at the start of a sermon, not least a sermon at Pusey House. They were presented to me last week on my iPhone, along with suggested apps that I might like to download to help me either lose weight or quit smoking. I certainly don't smoke, and I'll leave it to you to decide whether or not I need to lose any weight. As Christians, we are in the world, but not of the world. And there is no better time to consider this than at the beginning of Lent. As exemplified by the iPhone advert, the message of the world is self-improvement. Everything I do should be for my benefit, to make me happy. But we are not of the world. We are called to walk the way of the cross, a way of self-sacrifice. We are called to die to ourselves. In the Gospel reading for Quinquagesima, our Lenten journey's end is laid plain for us. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The great urgency with which we are required to make this journey is set out in today's epistle. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We know from our own experience that the way up to Jerusalem isn't easy. We are tempted in the wilderness, just as Christ was. The 20th century spiritual writer Evelyn Underhill tells us that faith is not a refuge from reality, it is a demand that we face reality with all its difficulties, opportunities, and implications. Our Lord is tempted in three ways, all in relation to his position as the Son of God. Firstly, he is tempted to turn stones into bread, and therefore distrust his sonship, that is, to place his own desires between him and the will of his Father. Secondly, he is tempted to take his sonship for granted by putting God to the test. Finally, Satan tempts him to a disloyal sonship, to fall down and worship a power other than God. When we face the inevitable trials and temptations on our journey up to Jerusalem, it is also in relation to our position as adopted sons and daughters of God. And just as Jesus himself was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, it is God himself who allows us to be tested. It is for our benefit that we face trials and temptations, to deepen our relationship with God and to create in us a greater reliance on him. The Psalms often use the very beautiful image of gold being purified in a furnace, a hot and arduous process, but eventually producing a metal which is both very beautiful and very strong. We begin to see why the way up to Jerusalem is so difficult. It is precisely because the destination, perfect love itself manifest on the cross, is the thing that demands our death to self. We present ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a living sacrifice. This is why Lent is a season we live. Every day, we must submit to God's will and actively embrace these things which purify us. C.S. Lewis tells us that we shall draw nearer to God not by trying to avoid the sufferings inherent in all loves, but by accepting them and offering them to God, throwing away all defensive armour. If our hearts need be broken, and if he chooses this as the way in which they should break, so be it. You'd be forgiven for thinking the Christian life seems without hope. In 2 Corinthians, St. Paul captures in very human terms the painful side to divine love when he writes of his thorn in the flesh. We are not told exactly what this thorn was, only that it was given to him lest he should be exalted above measure. Perhaps there's a reason we're not told what it was. I expect we all know what our thorn in the flesh is. I certainly know mine. Paul prays three times that the thorn would be taken away from him. We are reminded of our Lord's own prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. But how does God respond? Does he grant Paul's request? No, he tells him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." This most glorious gift of grace is freely given. Firstly, in baptism, when we are adopted as sons and daughters of God. It's no surprise that our Lord's temptations in the wilderness came immediately after his own baptism. But we also encounter grace face to face, each time we approach the altar to be fed with the most blessed sacrament. Just as we empty ourselves through the discipline of fasting before Mass in order to prepare ourselves for what we are to receive, we try to expand this to our greater lives in the season of Lent. Why must we be emptied? Because it is only then that there is enough room for God to fill us with his grace. Amen.